Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and it's time now to catch up with John Della Gola from Southern Forest Machinery. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners.
So, John, this is part of our National Farm Safety Week special here, trying to raise some awareness around farm safety. A massive part of that at the moment and for a long period of time now has been talking about quad bikes, ATVs, rollover protection, all of these things. So we wanted to highlight that this morning, talking with yourself, and in particular, you have a stock range there of CF Moto quad bikes. And so we just wanted to discuss some of the safety benefits that you have you found there yourself with CF Moto.
Well, what's happened probably a couple of years ago, the government has brought in legislation to do a rollover test, so a certain degree that the bike would or wouldn't roll over. And CF had sort of done that from as a group from day one, like years and years and years ago. So for them, they just sort of streamlined into all they had to do was sort of add the roll bar at the back, and they were accredited to with the legislation that's in Australia at the moment. Unfortunately, For a lot of sort of other brands, they never went down that path, and now they're finding themselves a bit out in limbo because they haven't done the rollover test. And the bar is available to most bikes, but it's the rollover test that is the one that the government require. And I've seen some literature the other day from the Eastern States paper that since some of these legislations have come in, I think deaths by quads have sort of gone from 11 in 2019 to I think 2 this year, which is very heartening because there's extra people running out alive that wouldn't have been alive without the test and the robot.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really glad that you're able to state that there, John, because, any death's too many, especially when it comes to bikes, so we are trying to reduce those numbers. And I suppose, have you been stocking CF Moto there for some time?
We've been dealers for about 5 or 6 years. Originally, they weren't down that path because no one was asking. But then for us, we were just probably lucky to be a dealer of the right brand at the right time. And when the government said, this is what you guys need to do, as in CF Moto, not necessarily us, they just stuck a sticker on the side and said, well, this is what we've done. We've conformed to Australian standards. And we put the roll bar at the back. We said 12 months before their time. It's not actually due till this October, but they've been doing it since last October. And we've had a lot of sort of customers come in taking advantage of that because some of the other brands, unfortunately, have been caught out and they haven't got that legislation that they can stick a sticker on. And that's it. So we've just been at the right place at the right time with the right bike. And safety is one of the prerequisites of the quad, and we seem to have the right bike at this point.
So in terms of stock there, John, do you have a couple of those there ready to go if someone wants to come down and have a look?
We normally sort of got one of each, 400, a 520 or a 625. Stock is very, very hard to get, but we can sort of order a fair few at a time. So by the time they come in, we've sold half. The other half is in the shed ready to put together. So, June was a very, very big month for us, probably up 300-400% because of the rollover and all the things that had to be done for the legislation, which was good. And because we had stock in hand and, some UTVs are a bit hard to get, but ATVs we seem to be keeping in front of demand at this point.
Okay, so there you go, listeners. If you're around the area, Southern Forest Machinery are a good outlet there for local CF Moto quad bikes, ATVs, UTVs, when they can get them in there. And just in closing there, John, a lot of people, how people get quite stuck on, they like a particular brand of bike that they like to ride around on and anything else just is subpar. What have you found just feedback-wise with CF Moto with your customers?
Very, very, when we first sort of got them, oh, they're just a cheap sort of Asian bike. But people have sort of come in and bought their second and third one and have gone, for the dollars, they're extremely good value. And they've come back and bought again and bought again and positive, positive, positive. So for us, it's at this stage, it's ticked all the boxes. Obviously, buying a BMW is not the same as buying a sort of Holden, but... a lot of people drive Holdens and Falcons and everyone's happy and CF is in that bracket.
Very good. All right, John, it was great chatting with you this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning, listeners.